Taysom Hill going to be the starting quarterback for the New Orleans Saints on Sunday. What does that mean for them? And what does that mean for your fantasy lineup? Welcome back to the Big Show. My name is Will Malton. We go down the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline right now to welcome in our fantasy guru and our pal, Andy McNamara from Sportsnet, by Night of the Fan in Toronto, host of the Fantasy Show every Sunday morning here on Sportsnet 960. And let's start right there, Andy. Taysom Hill, the guy in New Orleans. If you're in a two-quarterback league, maybe you're in a one-quarterback league. I sure hope you didn't spend a lot of fab money on Jameis Winston. But either way, it's going to be Taysom Hill. We know the love affair has been there with Sean Payton for quite some time. A, are you surprised by this? And B, what does it mean for guys like Michael Thomas and Alvin Kamara?
Well, first of all, great to be on with you as always. And boy, there is a ton of news fantasy-wise to get to today. Yeah, and Taysom Hill, I just have to say, he is, I've called him the vulture, the vacuum, the thief of joy when it comes to fantasy sports. And he does it again. Does it again, Will. Taysom Hill. The thing is, I'm just so angry at Sean Payton making this decision. Taysom Hill has a total, since he entered the league in 2017, of 18 passing attempts. Will, 18. So if you're a Michael Thomas owner, if you're an Emmanuel Sanders owner, if you're a Jared Cook owner, even if you're maybe an Alvin Kamara owner, you have to be terrified, especially for Michael Thomas. How much is this dude going to run the ball? Is he really going to start the whole game? Are they going to mix in Jameis Winston? I think this is a more damning, look at what Jameis Winston has done or not done in his time in New Orleans, because this looked like, okay, Jameis, big arm, comes in, learn under Peyton and Breeze not to turn over the ball so much, and off you go. Wow. I guess the saying is true. You got to follow the money. They paid Taysom Hill, and they're going to see what this dude has. I just think this is a fantasy disaster from everybody. Maybe as a standalone guy, he can pop in, you know, for a DraftKings contest. I'll get him into a lineup. Why not, right? See what happens. But, boy, everybody else, well, like, you can't, we don't know. We can't predict. It's awful. It's just terrible fantasy football news.
Does this change the opinion maybe you had on a fantasy pickup or a streaming option of the Atlanta Falcons defense?
Oh, boy, that's a good question. You know what? The Falcons defense has been so bad, I'll say no, because I still think Alvin Kamara can gash him. You know, I still think that's going to be probably the play there. So I would still try to steer away from that just because they've given up, what, top 3-4 fantasy points to quarterbacks in just about every category. So I'd say no, but, man, Taysom Hill, like, what are we going to expect here? Well, I hate guessing in fantasy football. It's a total guess. Anyone who tells you they know what's going to happen in that game is a liar, because nobody knows. Taysom Hill, 18 passes since 2017. What the heck are we going to do?
He is Andy McNamara. If you want to get your fantasy lineup in order and you have a couple of questions, feel free to send them in at 960-960. It's time for Ask Andy. Before we get to some of those text questions, we'll let a few come in. Andy, what did you make of last night on Thursday Night Football, the Cardinals falling 28-21?
Yeah, well, hey, you know what? Kyler Murray banged up a bit, and we saw in the Seahawks defense we've been dumping on all year, and rightfully so. They've been terrible at the bottom of just about every real life or fantasy category when it comes to their defense. That Carlos Dunlop pickup, it's rare when, you know, one player can really do something. And I'm not saying he's going to save the defense overall for Seattle, but that guy got two sacks. He had one the week before. He's in the lineup. That might be, and you saw Bobby Wagner seem to play a bit better. Like, everybody seemed to step up a bit. Key sack, key hits was getting to the quarterback, and Carlos Dunlop might be that little ingredient to at least make that Seattle defense competitive. And for Kyler Murray, heck, we saw like KJ Wright squash him in the backfield like a bug. Like, they were containing him. They were keeping him in. You were getting that pressure, which allows those coverage sacks or throwaways down the field. So that's probably my takeaway. I was hoping for a little bit higher scoring. I was hoping for like a 45-40 type of shootout there. We didn't get that. But yeah, the Kyler Murray, how he was stopped, I'm going to be interested to see moving forward how they try to remedy that, because that's just like we saw Tennessee put the book out and New England last week against Lamar Jackson, this might be for teams the tape they need to try to slow him down.
All right, let's get into some of the lineup questions that are on the text line. Again, if you have a lineup question for Sunday or Monday, get them in right now. It's time for Ask Andy, 960-960. The fan feedback line is wide open to you. Okay, Andy, full point PPR. Pick one for a flex spot, Sammy Watkins, Melvin Gordon, or Alan Lazard.
Oh, boy. Lazard coming off of IR. I know Devontae Adams is a bit banged up. I think MBS is the play for that game if we're talking wide receivers for the Packers. I think Melvin Gordon, he's kind of, although you do have to factor in Philip Lindsay, of course, right? I think you still look at those options. I will not trust Sammy Watkins. I won't. I don't care if I got 100 questions well about Sammy Watkins. I will always try to defer away from him. Can't trust him. Melvin Gordon, at least you know they're going to use him. And so I think in that case, you're going to go with Melvin Gordon.
Hey, Andy, I spent some fab points on Salvin Ahmad this week. I'm curious your thought on him against Denver.
Yeah, you know what? He's going to be in one of my sleeper articles coming up on Saturday, so tomorrow, on sportsnet.ca. And you have to look at the Dolphins situation. I've got some tweets in and stuff. People a little spooked about Matt Breida coming back. I wouldn't be. I see him sliding right back into that backup role. Patrick Laird's doing nothing for you. He has seemed to capture the attention of the Miami Dolphins. And really, this is a case, and I don't know how much Tua coming into it matters at all, but sometimes you get that new quarterback in, you get some sort of feel and into a groove. And we saw, look, the guy produced, he got a touchdown. I think you got to play him. He's gone up over the last 24 hours. Well, his ownership in Yahoo and ESPN leagues has gone up 56%. He's still only owning 61. So it's a tougher matchup versus Denver, but we have to remember this is not the Broncos defense of years past. So I feel comfortable starting him as an RB2 or an RB3.
Marvin Jones, Travis Fulham, or Antonio Brown. I've got to replace Golladay in my lineup, and I've got Godwin as my wide receiver one.
Yeah, Golladay and Danny Amendola are out for the Lions this week. You also have Matthew Stafford banged up, and DeAndre Swift is out. So maybe just stay away from the Lions this week, folks. That might be the idea. I don't mind Marvin Jones track Stafford playing with the thumb. He'll battle through most things. Boy, I think I might fade on that. Who was the other ones? We had Antonio Brown.
Yeah, and Travis Fulham.
You know what? Against the Browns for Fulham. Now this is a note. Myles Garrett is on the COVID list for the Browns. Why is that important to Travis Fulham or Eagles receivers? Because he's the only one that can get to the backfield. Sack leader in the NFL. He is gone with on the COVID list. Bad weather, again, scheduled for Cleveland. Now, the winds aren't supposed to be as bad as the last couple of games, but still wet and slippery. So, you know what? I think with the healthy bodies coming back, I might go with Antonio Brown here. And pretty much if I'm ranking it, like, as a flex, I know you said he has Godwin there, so that's always a little, you double up there. But I think Antonio Brown and if Tom Brady is slinging it, as he should be, I think there might be enough bread for everybody.
No doubt about it. All right. Hey, Andy, Big Ben or Justin Herbert this week, standard scoring?
Oh, I got to go with Justin Herbert, man. I love that kid. That dude's awesome. He's just, except for his new haircut. Looks like he's 12 years old. Did you see that? The bad buzz, army buzz cut? What's that? It's terrible, terrible. Now, both guys I think are going to do quite well. You got Big Ben in Jacksonville, good weather. The Jags stink, but, well, you know I hate bringing it up. But
I don't know. You got it, though. You got it.
Your Jets, come on. 0-9, what am I supposed to do? Not play Justin Herbert? If the Chargers find a way to lose in spectacular fashion again to the Jets, then there's just some sort of voodoo curse on them or something. I think Justin Herbert carves them up, and I think that's the play. But either way, yeah, I think you can go Big Ben or Herbert this week, and you're going to be just fine.
Henderson or Corey Davis in my flex full-point PPR?
Oh, boy. You know what? I don't like that whole Rams backfield. I don't at all because Akers started getting touches. Brown got 2 touchdowns. Henderson's the better back. Where are the touches going to come from? Now, you're playing the Ravens defense. I get it. I might go Corey Davis. I think I'll go Corey Davis this week. And that's mainly because you look at who they're going to target the Ravens defense, and it's going to be A.J. Brown. It's going to be Derrick Henry, of course. And you look at what Corey Davis has been able to do. Now, outside of that game against Chicago where everything was shut down, he's had three out of his last four outside of that zero since coming back from injury. Double-digit fantasy points and, like, two touchdowns in there, too. Last week, even against a tough Indianapolis defense, five catches on six targets. So PPR only, I'd say. But I'm liking Corey Davis.
Ryan Tannehill or Alex Smith this week and beyond?
You got to go with Tannehill. And not that Alex Smith, great story, right? We all love the story. It's phenomenal.
Comeback player of the year, baby.
Right? Like, you got it. The dude almost lost his leg and life. You got to love it. Guy's not putting up fantasy points. He's just not. He's going to get you 15, 16 fantasy points, and that's all. I much would rather take a chance on Ryan Tannehill, where we've seen him produce. Again, that Baltimore defense is really good. It's really tough. And maybe Tannehill does the same thing, and he puts up 14, 16. You know, a couple weeks, he hasn't done much against tough defenses. But still, I think at least the ability to pop is there with Tannehill. I don't think it's there for Alex Smith.
Hey, Andy, usually I wouldn't guess myself on this, but the matchups have me thinking about it. Two quarterback league, second quarterback option, Tom Brady or Tua?
Ooh, I think you go Tom Brady. Absolutely. Tua. Nice second game, nice third game, right? Where does it come in that a defense figures him out and foils him a bit? Every rookie goes through it, and every rookie has to overcome it. Doesn't mean he's a bad quarterback. I think you got to go with Tom Brady. Rams are a great, really good defense, right? But we know Tom Brady is going to chuck it. And he seems, you know, that bad loss 2 weeks ago, Brady's going to be as motivated as ever. It's an NFC matchup, so you're playing for tiebreakers, right? 7-3 be a nice opportunity to really try to keep up and maybe put a stamp on that NFC South. I think you go Tom Brady.
Lost Breeze, pick up Winston. Options at quarterback are now Hill, funny enough, Burrow, Cousins, or Carr. One quarterback, 12-team league. Thanks, Andy.
Burrow, Cousins, or Carr. Now, Cousins versus Dallas, I know it's enticing. I think I would still go with Joe Burrow. And the reason is the Washington defense, again, middle of the pack, very respectable. They're not going to wow you, but they're very respectable. They keep you on edge. Bengals throw the ball a ton. We've been saying it for weeks, right? Like, they throw it as much as, if not more, than any other team in the NFL. They're right up there every single week on pass attempts. See, look, last week, 40 attempts, 37 the week before, 47 the week before, 39 the week before. He just keeps chucking it up. Now, the last couple weeks, the fantasy points have not been there necessarily, but I would much rather have a chance of a guy who we know is going to throw it a lot. And his turnovers have cut down. He's got, let me see, 6 touchdowns to 1 interception the last 3 weeks. So he's trending in the right direction.
Hey, Will, can you ask Andy who I should start this week? Jefferson, Woods, or Myers at receiver? And also, should I find a replacement for James Conner?
A replacement for James Conner? Not yet. And I think it would probably be pretty tough, but he's still the lead back there. I think you hold on to Conner. I understand the frustration. So we look, they're playing Dallas, the Vikings. I think Justin Jefferson out of that group is the best one. I'm fading on Robert Woods. Actually, I'll tell you this. If you guys are looking for a sleeper this week in that Rams-Bucks game, a cup greater than Woods, but the guy I'm targeting, and this is going to be in the sleeper article too. We'll expand on that in the actual article that comes out tomorrow. But Josh Reynolds of the Rams, well, okay? Listen to these numbers. 8, 9, and 10 targets over the last 3 games. Since October 18, he's had 2 touchdowns and is averaging 13.38 fantasy points a game. So we're seeing volume, we're seeing consistent volume, and we're seeing into the teens for fantasy points. I don't think that type of attention for Jared Goff can be ignored. So I think as a sleeper, just as an aside, Josh Reynolds, but in this specific scenario, I would go with Justin Jefferson.
This one's interesting. Must be a super flex, I'm guessing. But the question comes in, says Taysom Hill over any of Jacoby Myers, Amari Cooper, or Hunter Henry. So I'm guessing it's super
right, because in some leagues, I believe ESPN, you can put Taysom Hill in as a tight end.
Yeah.
Which is intriguing. So what were the names? I heard Hunter Henry was the other one.
So Taysom Hill, Jacoby Myers, Amari Cooper, and Hunter Henry.
Oh boy. You see what Taysom Hill's doing to us already, Will? Already making us question. It's terrible. It's just awful. I think you take the wild card, roll the dice with Taysom Hill. I think something weird's going to happen, personally. I don't trust it, but the upside could be there because he's such a gadget guy. I do really like Jakobi Meyers. That Houston defense in Houston makes me a bit nervous. So I'd say Meyers, like if you get spooked by Hill for whatever reason, I'd say go with Meyers. But in this case, let's get nuts. Okay, it's 2020, Taysom Hill. Let's go. Let's do it.
He is Andy McNamara. If you got a fantasy lineup question for Sunday or Monday, feel free to chime in right now at 960-960. Let's go rapid fire a little bit here, Andy. We got about 5 minutes left. Half point PPR flex. Need one. Amari Cooper, AB, or Jonathan Taylor?
I think you go Antonio Brown. You can't trust the other two.
Tua or Goff?
Ooh, boy, against that Tampa defense. You know what? I'm going to say Tua. More upside.
Willie Snead. Didn't think he was still relevant. Hunter Renfro or Keenan Cole?
Ooh, that's a deep dive. Go get Josh Reynolds. That's my advice. Get Josh Reynolds off of waivers. He's available at 91%. Go do that.
That's my Andy, you need to pick two of three. Corey Davis, Curtis Samuel, and AB.
I think you go with AB. Corey Davis, close second.
Which two of the three should I start? James Conner, Melvin Gordon, Nyheim Hines?
Hines is just, I just know. This is turning into a guessing game with Hines. He had 20-plus fantasy points 1 week, like five. Then last week, I think you go with Hines. He's got with the caveat of being, this is a three-headed potential monster. And that could change on a moment's notice. But until it's inside, you know, so we don't have to worry about weather, I think you go with Hines here. They're forcing it to him. They're using him. You go with him until they show us he doesn't.
Took out Sanders to slot in Hyde last night. Feeling pretty good about that. Now, do I play Sanders or Hunt?
Ooh, boy, bad weather game. I think you're going to be in great shape for either. I think you go Sanders.
Hey, Andy, do I start Fulham or Duke Johnson, Standard League?
Oh, Fulham. Fulham. Duke Johnson was banged up. Now he's out of the he was sick and his shoulder was hurt a little bit. He's banged up. Just even though he's the lead dog, he's just not there. Nothing there. He had all the carries last week. 5.4 fantasy points. Guy can't run in between the tackles. We talked about this last week. You got to stay away from. Go with Fulham.
Just tuned in, guys. Do I start Callum Ballage this week?
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. And that's another 2020 situation. Who the heck thought revenge game will against your Jets? Ballage. Yeah, you start him.
Hey, guys, flex PPR. Robbie Anderson, Curtis Samuel, Hines, or Antonio Brown?
I like Robbie Anderson, man. Curtis Samuel came back down earth a little bit. Could he pop? He did 3 weeks in a row before, but the consistency of Robbie Anderson, I like. Now, again, this is the case. Track the quarterback situation, okay, with Teddy Bridgewater. If he doesn't go, if it's P.J. Walker that goes in, the XFL all-time leading passer and touchdowns from this past season, I still think you can play Robbie Anderson. So I think you go with Anderson here.
Ballage or Ahmad, full point PPR?
Ooh, you know what? I like the matchup for Ballage better.
Hey, guys, half point PPR, Goddard or Tonyan, your boy?
You know, I love me some Robert Tonyan. Guy's still banged up. And now it scares me how little Goddard was used last week and what a train wreck that we've seen from Carson Wentz in that offense. But he's just not getting the targets. I think if we're looking at two guys who are either struggling or not being used appropriately, at least we've seen over the course of more than a season that Carson Wentz could find Goddard, and the Browns have traditionally struggled against tight ends.
All right, 2 minutes left. Rapid fire with Andy McNamara. I'm going to close out this Friday hit. Melvin Gordon, Fournette, Mike Davis, and Robert Woods. Need to start three with one being in the flex.
Okay, so we're going Mike Davis, and we're going to take out Robert Woods. And then the other two with it.
Andy, would you trade Josh Jacobs for Miles Sanders in a standard league?
No, I don't. I like Miles Sanders. I think he's a great running back. That Philadelphia offense is a bit too funky for me right now.
LaMichael Perine or Salvin Ahmad?
Oh, got to go with Ahmad for sure.
Hey, Andy, any defense I should target for the playoff run?
For the playoff run, you know what? It's more like I'm more of a streaming defense guy. If you don't have one of the top ones by now, you're not going to. So, like, if I'm looking at for this week, do I like New England against Houston inside? Maybe a little bit. Like, I like Tennessee for this week. I like the Titans who solved Baltimore last year. It's more of a streaming thing. If you don't have a set defense by now, I think you got to go that way. See if the Chicago Bears are out there. They're owned in 63% of Yahoo League. So if Chicago is that's a team that you could feel pretty comfortable riding the rest of the way.
Based on your answers from earlier, I think I know which way you're going to go here, but pick two of the three: Keenan Allen, Mike Evans, Amari Cooper.
I'll go with Keenan Allen, Mike Evans.
We got some ugly tight ends here all in a row. Tonyan or Cook?
If it was Drew Brees, I'd go Cook. Like, you gotta go Tonyan, and we don't know what to expect out of Taysom Hill. Taysom Hill himself is categorized as a tight end.
Higbee or Burton?
Oh, that's dirty. I'll go Burton.
Pretty and good. Last but not least, in the tight end disgusting mess here, Goddard or Hurst?
Oh, I like Hayden Hurst, man. I like Hayden Hurst. He's quiet. He's going to give you double-digit fantasy points. See if Logan Thomas is available, folks. Okay, he's around ownership in 50% versus Cincinnati. Cincinnati's ranked 31st versus tight ends when it comes to giving up fantasy points. Take a peek if Logan Thomas is there. That's one you should get.
All right, you got about three or four here, and we got about a minute left. Hey, Andy, making a championship run. I've got Cam Newton at quarterback looking to trade for a QB. Who should I target? Burrow, Wentz, Tannehill, and Tua are all available.
Oh, Joe Burrow, 100%. Just like we talked about, he throws the ball a ton. I think you got to go Burrow for sure.
Half-point PPR, Myers or Cooks, and Big Ben or Rodgers?
I'm really liking Brandon Cooks this week as the alternative with top coverage going to Fuller. So give me Cooks. And what was the other one?
Big Ben or Rodgers?
You know what? Give me Big Ben versus Jacksonville.
Half PPR, Moore, Robinson, or Landry? Two of three, please.
Don't do Landry. Weather again, run heavy. If it was two or three, then yeah, take out Landry.
And Ballage over Melvin Gordon?
Yeah, I would. I would take Ballage over Melvin Gordon for this week.
What a world we are living in right now.
Isn't that
now,
strange?
Absolutely. Before we let you go, quickly tell us where we can find you on Sunday, my friend.
Absolutely. So we got live, 6 a.m. live on Sportsnet 960 there, but it's also going to, if you miss it, live, it's going to be up on the show page on sportsnet.ca. We have the links up on Twitter at AndyMC81, at The Fantasy Show as well. And then at 11 a.m. Eastern, we have Fantasy Football Live on the Sportsnet YouTube and Facebook Live channels as well as on Twitch. So tune in. You got any more questions, hit me up on Twitter at AndyMC81. Just use the hashtag AskAndy so I can find it.
Andy, good stuff, man. As always, this will be the new time, I think, going forward, unless, of course, we've got week changes we've got to make. But 3 o'clock on Fridays, looking forward to it. Enjoy the weekend, my friend. We will talk to you next Friday.